We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Pittsburgh. A very happy Thursday morning to you. You found the Cook and Joe Show, minus Joe. Starkey on vacation. He'll be back with me Monday morning at 10. We got a big show planned for you today. Hall of Famer Jerome Bettis will be joining me at 1 o'clock. Get the latest, his thoughts on the Steelers, on Antonio Brown, on a whole lot of stuff NFL-wise. We're going to get into some Jamison Tyone talk as well. What a sad story that became yesterday when the Pirates sent out a note saying that he had surgery for his flexor tendon, whatever that is, but it turned into Tommy John surgery. He's out until at least 2021. What a crusher. For the Pirates. Hey, as I said, Antonio is back in the news again, another lawsuit against him. But I wanted to start today and ask Jim Colony to stick around for a minute. Jim, are you familiar? Did you see the story that Ed Bouchette has in The Athletic this morning about Daryl Drake? Did you happen to catch that? I just saw it. Did you happen to see it?
Yes, I did.
Where it said Drake went to the hospital Saturday night complaining of chest pains, and then the doctors there looked at him and they said they didn't see any abnormalities, but they wanted to keep him overnight for observation, and he declined, saying he wanted to get back to St. Vincent College to his dormitory. And according to Ed's story in The Athletic, he attended team meetings and then the next morning was found dead in his room. That's a man that just shakes me to the core, Jim.
Makes a sad story even sadder. Not that it could have been prevented, but
yeah, we'll never know what would have happened, right? I mean, I'm with you on that. It just shakes me up to the core.
Yeah, he would have been at least. First of all, he wouldn't have been alone. Second of all, he would have been in a place where if something went wrong, there would have been monitors that would have indicated that, or not if something, when something went wrong, monitors would have detected it. You know, it is tough. Like I said, it makes a sad story even sadder, a tough story tougher. But you know, maybe it's a lesson to the rest of us. And I know the players who spoke, and the receivers, by the way, have been so shaken up. In other words, it hit them harder than others. That some, you know, I spoke with B.J. Finney yesterday, Alejandro Villanueva. We played the sound bites back, speaking about Daryl Drake and how he related to everybody on the team, just not the receivers. But it hit the receivers harder than everybody else, and they were really not ready to speak about it yet. You know, they've commented on social media and stuff, but in terms of doing what we would call a scrum interview, facing a lot of cameras and microphones and report and everything else, you know, the guys just weren't ready to do that yesterday. But everybody talked about how Drake was all about lessons, life lessons. And you know, sadly, in the way that this apparently happened, maybe that's a lesson to a lot of the rest of us, that if there's, you know, make sure, you know, take all precautions.
Right. You know, Jim, I think you make a tremendous point. And I think we're all guilty of this to a degree. I mean, how many times have you, me, you know, probably most people out there listening, something you think might be wrong, and I'm not going to bother, go to the doctor, get it checked out, I'm going to be okay, and in this case, I'm sure they probably told him we didn't see anything wrong. He said, okay, I want to get back to work, but I think your point is well taken. I mean, life is so precious for all of us. I mean, if you have any questions at all, err on the side of caution, even if it's an inconvenience. Nobody wants to go to the doctor or the hospital, right? But
especially guys.
Yeah.
Middle-aged guys like us.
How about, right? What'd you call us? Middle-aged. I think we passed middle age a while ago.
No, upper middle age.
Yeah.
Ron, I got to give us a little bit of credit.
But you know what I mean, though? I mean, don't you feel yourself, you're doing that same thing?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be okay. Well, sure. I'll be okay.
Sure. I haven't been in a situation where I felt like I had to go, you know, get myself checked like that. I don't know what, you know, whatever he felt that prompted him to,
yeah, at
to
least,
go to the hockey.
At least according to Bouchette's story, he went. Now, I don't know, you know, I'm assuming that, you know, the Steelers trainers and medical people were around all the time. I mean, I don't know if he called somebody there and said, you know, what happened. But just – it just – when I heard that this morning right before the show, it just shook me up a little bit, you know, a lot.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It sounds like it was almost as close as you can to business as usual yesterday, Jim. Everybody raving about the practice. And I know Tuesday's practice, their first one, was just awful. Very sloppy, very lethargic. And it was, you know, the rain obviously shortened it and contributed to it. But it sounds like yesterday's practice back to work was a real good day. And I think I said this yesterday. I don't know how you feel. I think Mike Tomlin is a perfect coach to lead a team through this because I think he has a good feel for his players. And I think it was time for him to say, hey, we got to move on. It's what Daryl Drake would want.
That's the only thing you can do. And there's, you know, the ironic thing is that if we go on and talk about this, like how get back, we're going to throw out cliches because that's just what we always say about this stuff. So it makes it feels like it cheapens the whole process to throw out cliches like that. But it is true. You know, the only way, but the other part of it is, Ron, that's, you know, the lack of his presence is never going to go away because they have the meeting rooms, they have the, you know, just all the stuff where players, it's going to take a long time before they realize that Coach Drake should have been here. You know, I wish Coach Drake was here so I could go talk to him. You know, all these things, it's just, that's, I don't know when that's ever going to go away and how players get over that, because even here it's like, well, we'll get back to playing football. Well, if you're a receiver and you're going through the positional drills, well, he's not there. And so you get back to the business of football, and yet it's got to be difficult for these guys to concentrate. And you know, I think once games begin, I think Saturday, for example, once they get out there against somebody else and you get to hit somebody else and all those kinds of things, I think that's when they can actually get back to the business of football. But, you know, I'm sure they'll still be thinking about it today as well.
Well, I guess there's still no official word on the replacement as the wide receivers coach, but
No. Man,
it's looking like it's going to be Ray Sherman, isn't it? Apparently everybody that was there yesterday said he was in complete charge of the wide receivers.
Well, he's been around helping out. I think not just solely with receivers, but he's been, you know, kind of like he's a veteran assistant coach. It's probably kind of moving around with everybody. But if he has to take over, I think that's pretty good. We talked about that the other day. You know, Jericho Cotchery, he has been an assistant. This is his third year as an assistant receivers coach with the Carolina Panthers. He's young, but I got some feedback on that when I put it on social media that, last thing we need is to bring back a Steeler, you know, a guy who was here. Well, now Jericho Cotchery is completely different from any of the circus that went on with AB and any of that, even the Young Money family, any of that kind of stuff. But I think Ray Sherman would be certainly a good choice.
Well, I mean, Roethlisberger swore by Jericho Cotchery. I mean, he always said Heath Miller was his favorite all-time teammate, but he put Cotchery right up there too. So I guess it's just so hard to raid somebody else's staff, even for an assistant at this point in time, you know, because the season is upon us, you know. And I don't think that would work. I don't think you're going to, if the Steelers would do that. Hopefully, you know, Sherman had a bad run here in 98 as offensive coordinator, Jim, if you remember correctly. Only lasted 1 year with Cowher. But it's a lot different being a coordinator and a wide receivers coach. He certainly has a lot of experience as a wide receiver coach.
And the other thing, too, is that, and I'm going to throw out another cliche here with the term father figure, but that's what, you know, Richard Mann was an older guy. Daryl Drake was an older guy. Ray Sherman's an older guy. And maybe this group of receivers is used to that, you know, sort of father figure, mentor, and Sherman would fit that description nicely.
Jim, appreciate it. We'll look forward to your next update. This is the last day of camp, right? Last practice session for fans. They're not in pads today, though, are they?
No, I would imagine they'd be in shells. There was some pretty good hitting yesterday. It was a nice day. The sun came out, and the players responded accordingly.
All right, Jim, thank you. We'll look forward to your update in just a few minutes. Our training camp coverage is brought to you by Phil DeLicente and Associates, Attorneys at Law. That story about Daryl Drake by Bouchette just it shook me. I did not know he had gone to the hospital Saturday night and complaining of chest pains. Man, men can be stubborn. I know. Men can absolutely be stubborn. And I think, you know, everybody can be stubborn at times. They don't want to be inconvenient sometimes. Yeah, maybe I should get checked out, but I don't feel like going to the hospital, sitting in the emergency room, waiting. I'm sure I'm going to be okay. And who knows what would have happened if Drake had stayed all night at the hospital instead of going back to training camp. But it still shakes you up. All right, I got a lot of other NFL stuff. Antonio, we can't get away from him. He's back in the news. And we're going to talk about a sad story for the Pirates. We're obviously talking about death with the Steelers and Drake. I'm not talking that kind of sadness. But yet, from a baseball sporting standpoint, just a devastating news yesterday for Jameson Taillon, for the team. We'll talk about that. As I said, Jerome Bettis will be coming up at 1 o'clock. It's always fun to talk to a Hall of Famer, especially a guy like Jerome, who I'm always asked, who's your all-time favorite person you've ever dealt with? And my answer never varies. It's always Jerome Bettis. I'm going to talk to him at 1. You're going to hear from him at 1. I urge you to stay tuned. It's always fun when Jerome comes. All right, we'll be back in a second. I'm Ron Cook. Starkey's off. It's the Cook and Joe Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.